Starlight, star bright. The first star I see tonight, I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. Snowflakes softly falling, upon your window they play, your blanket snug around you, into sleep you drift away. I bend to gently kiss you, when I see that on the floor, there's a letter neatly written, I wonder who it's for. I quietly unfold it, making sure you're still asleep. It's a Christmas list for Santa, one my heart will always keep. It started just as always, with the toys seen on TV, a new watch for your father, and a winter coat for me. But as my eyes read on, I could see that deep inside, there were many things you wished for that your loving heart would hide. 'Cause then you asked dear Santa if the neighbors down the street could find a job that they may have some food and clothes and heat. You saw a family on the news whose house had blown away. Dear Santa, send them just one thing, a place where they can stay. And Santa, those four cookies that I have left you for a treat, could you take them to the children who have nothing else to eat? Do you know that little bear I have, the one I love so dear? I'm leaving it for you to take to Africa this year. And as you fly your reindeer on this special night, could your magic bring the world goodwill and peace tonight? There's one last thing before you go, so grateful I would be, if you'd smile at the baby in the manger by our tree. I pulled a letter close to me. I felt it melt my heart. Those tiny hands had written what no one else could impart. And a little child shall lead them, was whispered in my ear, as I watched you sleep on Christmas Eve while Santa Claus was near. Hi there, dearest fans. This is Catherine. I hope this message finds you happy and well this holiday season. This has been the most exciting year of my life, and it's all because of you. So I thank you so much for your love and support, and you are the absolute greatest fans I could ever ask for. American Idol obviously changed my life, and for that I will always be grateful. It was by far the most intense thing I've ever been through. 7 days a week, learning a new song in literally one day, and then going in front of millions of people. But it did make me stronger, and it gave me so much more confidence. Sometimes you just have to jump out in faith, and the rest takes care of itself. So I urge you to jump out, take chances, and your dreams can also come true. I'm so excited. I just recently finished recording my first record, which is going to be released very, very soon. Thank you for being patient. I just can't believe all that's happened. All the things I learned during Idol helped me get through the long process of recording this album. Believe it or not, I used to have a tough time speaking up about things, but I've learned that it's okay to speak your mind, and that really helped me during the process of this record. I still can't believe all the amazing people I've worked with on this album, including Nate Hill, aka Danger, who has written tracks for Justin Timberlake and Nelly Furtado, Cara DioGuardi, who has written huge hits for Kelly Clarkson and Christina Aguilera, and Walter A. Especially, I thank you so much for doing this Christmas track for all my fans. And he has also produced and written for Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, to name a few. And most recently, I had the pleasure of working with the one and only Babyface. What a blessing it has all been. This all would not have been possible without the incredible talent I've gotten to collaborate with. A lot more goes into the whole process than just me singing in a booth by myself. I hope you love the CD as much as I do. During this holiday season, I know it's easy to get caught up in all the fanfare. Don't get me wrong, I love the holidays, but this year I am really trying to stop and appreciate what really makes it special to me. I especially love waking up Christmas morning with my family, opening the presents, and eating way too much brunch. My dad, I have to tell you, he makes the best eggs in the world. A little cheese, a little garlic powder, it's so yummy. But as I think about all the special holiday memories with my family, I am learning that there are so many people who have not been as blessed as I am. I have also learned that it is not always about how much you give, but giving what you can. That is why I created McPhee Outreach to help others in need. I want to try and give back as much as possible. Whether it be time, resources, or finances, I encourage you to also look for some way to give this holiday season and throughout the year. I guess it's time to say goodbye for now. I want you to know how much you all mean to me and how appreciative I am for your love and support. Really, truly, I can't even put it into words. I wish you all the most joyous and healthiest of holiday seasons for both you and your family. I love you so very much, and we'll see you soon. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Oh, come all ye faithful.